first day being in pads, just kind of the change of pace, change of intensity?
Yeah, you know, it's good. It's you know, something that we all know is coming, and you know, this heat makes it a little more intense, and guys are a little grouchy out there, but you know, it's part of training camp, and you know, we're just excited to keep moving forward.
Your position is ever evolving. Do you consider yourself a classic tight end?
Yeah, I mean, something that I've always, you know, tried to take pride in is being able to do everything, you know, being on the block, being able to catch, and doing whatever they ask me to do. So that's something that I've really worked hard on, and be able to do everything.
But as more and more teams, as New England, you know, everybody in this league is a copycat. When you see the kind of action they're giving the tight ends, does it make you go, okay, it's like coming my way here pretty soon?
Watching the success that those guys have, you know, has had last year, and it definitely makes you, you know, excited. And being here with Tony, it's something that we look forward to getting on the field together and being successful together.
Dable looks like a real hands-on coach. I mean, he's always out there talking to you guys quite a bit.
You know, Coach Dable, you know, since I've known him, you know, he's very smart. You know, he knows how to create mismatches and stuff like that. He's always done a great job, and he's very player. He's a big players coach, and you know, we always know he's going to put us in the right position. So we're looking up to him for that.
You talked about coming in and having, you know, complimentary a tandem. You know, what made this the right situation then? You know, when you probably could have gone, you know, some other places and maybe been the man, been the number one, 25 carry a game.
You know, like I said, you know, this team, it was just. At the end of the day, it was just the perfect place. You know, like I said, with Coach Dayball and with the system they got here with Scott Pioli, and you know, having a tandem with Jamal Charles, Matt Castle is a great quarterback, and plus, you know, my wife's family is only 3 hours away, so that's really big for her too. So, you know, at the end of the day, it was just the perfect place for me.
Do you look forward to contributing in you know, short yardage, goal line type situations? That's a place this team struggled last year, and it seems like you could fit that mold pretty well.
You know, I'm just ready to contribute anywhere. Really, just wherever Coach Cornell, Coach Dayball have me is where I'll play.
What's your biggest challenge? You've proven you can play in the league, but what's your biggest challenge coming into this role?
You know, just stay focused. You know that every day brings its challenges, and you know, confront those challenges with the best of your ability, and I think everything will work out.
You're new. Eric's new there at tackle, and Boss is new. Just kind of talk about what it takes to kind of get all these parts together in time for the season.
You know, it always takes time, you know, when you have new guys and when you bring them in, but, you know, these guys are professionals. You know, they brought here for a reason, because they can, you know, produce. And, you know, all the time, beginning of training camp, you're going to have some issues just because first time in pads, first time really out in the heat. And so, you know, a couple of weeks, almost that passes before the first preseason game, I'm sure we'll be ready.
How much does it help that Coach Pleasant has played for Romeo Crennel in the same kind of system that you're playing in?
A lot, because he knows what to do. He knows what's expected, you know, of Coach Crennel. So, you know, he gives us a lot of tidbits and a lot of small things to get over.
A lot of first-hand knowledge from his playing days as well?
Yeah, pretty much.
You seem to be staying really humble here. I mean, is that been a big part of your mentality coming into training camp, is to stay humble, stay working hard?
I'm pretty much staying myself. Kind of figured I'd be humble, you know, all my life, so why change now? So, yeah, I'm just staying how I am.
Since that first rookie minicamp, how much have you grown and developed?
A lot, because it's a lot to learn. Like I said, you go smaller day by day. It's not going to be too many big leaps that you grow, but, you know, as long as you're getting better each day, you know, you're improving. That's all you ask for.